With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Donald Trump's New York trial has been a sham based on a total denial of due process.
They've got this concocted theory where they take some misdemeanor bookkeeping entries and bump them up to a felony because those supposed misdemeanor crimes are designed to cover up another offense. What's the other offense?
Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he's running to be the next GOP leader, a job he says will be a lot easier if Republicans manage to win a sizable majority in November.
So hopefully we'll have, a lot of new Republican senators. We'll have a nice majority, which will make it easier to try to get things done. As you know, it takes 60 votes to pass legislation up here. So we need to get as many Republicans across the line as we can.
And Scott this week added his name to the list of senators running to replace Mitch McConnell when he steps down later this year from the leadership position. Federal prosecutors don't want former President Trump to publicly discuss the government's use of lethal force policy during the FBI's raid on his Florida home in August of 2022.
Special Counsel Jack Smith isn't happy that the contents of a search warrant for President Trump's home in Florida have been revealed that authorized federal agents to use lethal force against the former president and his Secret Service detail.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting a request being made to Boston beachgoers.
Scientists with the Boston Aquarium are encouraging beachgoers to report sightings of great white sharks this holiday weekend after signs of shark bites were observed on multiple marine mammals. Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of summer in New England, and the region has been experiencing beach weather already. Beachgoers should be mindful of the presence of sharks in shallow waters and avoid areas where seals are present.
That is correspondent John Scott reporting, and this is SRN News. It appears most evangelical Christians don't think the label is political, as Michael Harrington explains.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion. This is SRN News. Tennessee, the diaper state.
Families enrolled in the state's Medicaid program will become the first in the nation to be eligible for free diapers. Similarly, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also approved extending a pilot program in Delaware that provides free diapers and wipes to postpartum parents for the first 3 months after giving birth. On average, newborn babies can require 8 to 10 diapers a day, or around 300 a month.
That is Rhonda Rockstra. And internet-enabled phones are set to play a major role in sub-Saharan Africa. More from Jeremy House.
Despite growing mobile internet coverage on the continent of 1.3 billion people, just 25% of adults in sub-Saharan Africa currently have access. Expense is the main barrier. Low literacy rates and lack of services in many African languages are other reasons why a smartphone isn't a compelling investment for some.
As correspondent Jeremy House, more details at srnnews.com.